Every day in California, thousands of people are kept alive by machines in special nursing home units. Most are unable to move or feed themselves. The state spends millions of dollars on their care. In the first of a two-part series, our media partner, iNews Source, takes us inside one of these units in San Diego. As Joanne Farrion tells us, they raise the question each of us will confront someday. When do we let go or do everything medically possible?
It's morning at the Villa Coronado Skilled Nursing Facility. Staff are wheeling green oxygen tanks to and from rooms. Others carry bags of chalk-colored liquid that will be used to fill feeding tubes. There's a constant hiss from the oxygen equipment, like when an air mattress is slowly deflating. The smell of dirty diapers mixes with what might be lavender from the aromatherapy in the multipurpose room down the hall. On this day in May, there are 62 men and women living on the nursing home's two life support units. Most are in a vegetative or unresponsive state. They don't react to people or stimuli, touch, sound, smell. They haven't tasted food in years. Almost all are here because of brain injuries, strokes, falls and fights, car and motorcycle crashes, like 55-year-old Rafaela Simmons. Steve Simmons is her husband.
It was a beautiful day in February. It happened to be Valentine's Day, 2010. And I loved riding my motorcycle. I mean, I rode it every week.
Steve wasn't going very fast that Sunday morning. Rafaela was on the back of his bike when they were hit by a car. She was thrown.
She had a full helmet on, but I don't know, you know, how high she went. I don't know at what angle she came down. My friend saw it, but I've told him, don't tell me. I don't want to hear.
Rafaela has a feeding tube in her abdomen. She breathes through another tube in her throat attached to an oxygen outlet on the wall. She is unable to walk or talk or respond to the world around her. She has two roommates, each in beds 3 feet apart. Rafaela has lived in this corner of the room for more than 4 years. She is one of 4,000 people living in units like this in California. On the books, they're called subacute units, but among some doctors, they're known as vent farms, shorthand for the ventilators that keep so many of the people breathing. The average age of people living on these wards is 56, but there are units devoted just to children. The younger and healthier the heart, the longer a person can survive by artificial means. Some live well past a decade. These units are the end of the line, the place people go once medicine has saved their lives, but where there is little hope for recovery. Ed Kirkpatrick is the director of Villa Coronado.
The drive in the system is to be able to repair and fix anything. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We want that to happen. At what point, though, does it become futile?
The state of California created subacute units more than 30 years ago to get life support patients out of more expensive hospital beds. Medi-Cal, California's program for the poor and disabled, pays for most of this care. With the cost of the nursing home as much as $900 a day, almost no one can afford to pay out of pocket. Last year, the total cost came to more than $630 million, twice what it cost 10 years ago.
I was kind of shocked.
That's Joan Tino. She's a professor at the Brown Medical School and an expert on medical care for the dying. Tino says the medical system pays doctors and hospitals to do more at the end of life, procedures and hospitalizations, rather than let go.
We pay for another day in the ICU. We don't pay for a physician to sit down and have that really difficult conversation with that family about what would your mother want under these circumstances.
Those conversations were politically dubbed death panels during the debate over the Affordable Care Act. The provision was eventually removed from the law after all the bad press. In California, the next of kin can disconnect life support at any time. But deciding when a life is worth living and when it's not, and making that decision for someone else, can be agonizing. For Steve Simmons, it's been a 4-year vigil.
You know me, your husband. Your husband.
He spends every evening and all day Sundays at his wife's bedside.
You know me. I really believe that if my wife could answer, you know, do you want to stay alive or do you want to die? I believe that she would say that she would want to stay alive.
And if it were him?
I'd want to go. I wish it were me.
For KPBS, I'm my news source reporter, Joanne Farian.
I asked for that so many times. Yeah, I wish it weren't me.
You can see a video of Steve and Rafaela at inewssource.org.